And most humans are completely unaware that there is a dimension of consciousness in them that is deeper than their personality, their personal self. So they are trapped on the surface level of reality, and that is not a pleasant place to be.
We confuse signs, words, numbers, symbols, and ideas with the real world. Most of us would have rather money than tangible wealth, and a great occasion is somehow spoiled for us unless photographed, and to read about it the next day in the newspaper is oddly more fun for us than the original. And all so-called civilized peoples have increasingly become crazy and self-destructive because through excessive thinking they have lost touch with reality.
Reality is the part of you that is eternal. And when you live there, you abide in an absence of fear. And you begin to know that life itself is a sublime experience. And there are no accidents in it at all. And that intelligence, whatever you want to call it, flows through each and every one of us. And the same intelligence that moves a star across the sky moves a thought across your mind.
We all must deal with that dark side of our nature, the positive side of our nature. And it isn't that it ever gets done or finished, but that we should suppress those things that would cause us trouble, not only within ourselves, but cause us trouble with someone else. It's a never-ending challenge, but to still always be who you are. But who we are is, you might describe it as dual nature. And the key to life is to become the most of the good in you and the least of the bad.
Because you've got to make a move which will put yourself out of your own control into the control of a better. If you don't believe in the Christian kind of a God, you can believe in the Hindu kind of a God, who is your inner self, the real self, the spirit, which is substantially identical with God. So you've got to meditate in such a way that you identify with your higher self. Now, how do you do that? Well, you start by watching all your thoughts very carefully, watching your feelings, watching your emotions, so that you begin to build up a sense of separation between the watcher and what is watched.
You cannot change conditions or circumstance. You don't have to let them control you. We can't control what's going on outside, but we can control what's going on inside. Unfortunately, I don't think many of us have been raised to really understand that. And it's a lack of understanding that's causing all our problems. We are the only creature on the planet that's totally disoriented in our environment. All the little squirrels, the birds, all the animals are completely at home in their environment. They blend in. You and I are totally disoriented in our environment. We've been given the mental faculties to create our own environment. However, we go right through school and we've never learned that. We have higher faculties and the average person has no knowledge of how to operate with them. We have perception, the will, reason, imagination, memory, and intuition. Those mental faculties, they're not just words. They're actually mental faculties that we can use to take control over our world and to create the environment that we want. But unfortunately, we grow up, we don't know that. We've been raised to live through by what we see, hear, smell, taste, and touch. We've been raised to be controlled by what's going on outside. As little kids, will you listen to what I'm telling you? Will you look at this? You know, and so it's all outside. I think we're raised in ignorance, actually. There's a very small percentage of the population that have a reasonably clear understanding of who they are and what they're capable of doing, but the ones that do are in the minority.
It's so important for people to remember that they're the creators of their lives instead of the victim of their lives. The victim is saying, I'm feeling this way because that person or that circumstance or I don't have any money is causing me to feel this way. That's my relationship with money. What that really means is I'm using my lack to reaffirm my dependency, my addiction, my conditioning. That's my relationship with money, is that I put my attention on money because I don't have it. Their relationship with money is, of course, built on lack. And so when they don't have it, they feel bad. What they're really saying is, my outer environment, my reality is actually controlling the way I feel and the way I think. So, Lewis, why are you in a good mood today? Things are going good. Why are you in a bad mood? Things are going bad today. So this unconscious program of victimization is saying that we're allowing our environment to influence the way we feel and the way we think. Isn't that what victimization is? And the stronger the emotion we have to our lack, the more we put our attention on the fact that we don't have it. So then the person has forgotten that they're creating reality because what they're creating is lack. Let's create from the field instead of from matter. Get a coherent heart, get a coherent brain. Relax in the heart and energy moves right into the brain. We've measured this 1,000 times. And all of a sudden, the person moves into these beautiful, elegant brainwave states where they're super creative, right?
The future must become the present in the imagination of the one who would wisely and consciously create circumstances. I think right now everybody wants to create circumstances because they don't like the ones they find themselves in. But you see, you cannot change the circumstance you find yourself in. You can only change your perception of them. And when you do that, you change the circumstance. So we say here, the future must become the present in the imagination of the one who would wisely and consciously create circumstance. We must translate vision into being. Thinking of into thinking from. Imagination must center itself in some state and then view the world from that state. See yourself where we want to be and then be there. Thinking from the end is an intense perception of the world of fulfilled desire. That is so cool. Thinking from the end is an intense perception of the world of fulfilled desire. So what are we doing? We're building a goal, and then we see ourselves already having accomplished the goal. Thinking from the end is an intense perception of the world of fulfilled desire. Already got it. I don't have to get it, I've already got it. That's an intense perception of the world of fulfilled desire. In other words, you got it, it's here. Now think. Are you thinking from the end or are you thinking of the end? If you're thinking of the end, you're thinking way out there. If you're thinking from the end, you're part of it. See, the end result has already happened in our mind. We're created beings. We're God's highest form of creation. We can create in our consciousness the kind of person we want to be and then be that person. And that's what he said here. We must translate vision into being. So we don't just visualize it, we be it.
The longer you're conscious of that energy, the more you draw that future to you. What does the synchronicity mean? It means whatever you're doing inside of you is producing that effect outside of you. Pay attention to what you did.
Keep doing
it. Do it again.
Yeah.
So generate a little bit more abundance. Just do it for an experiment. Now, when the synchronicity happens, do you think you feel suffering or do you think you feel a little excitement? You feel inspired, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then that synchronicity is saying, use this energy, use this feeling. It should be easier for you to feel this now and go back and do it again.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep the experiment going. Then here comes the promotion. Here comes the email. Here mm-hmm. comes the person you meet at the right time.
Yes.
Right? Whoa, we have something happening here. And then that becomes the momentum, right? So then we generate abundance. That's how we do it. We generate abundance, right? So then if you have an hour meditation where you're tuning into your abundant future, but then you're spending the other 15 hours a day in lack, don't expect anything to change. You defaulted.
Mm-hmm.
You're back to the old energy. And if you say it's that person or that circumstance or that bank account, I'm going to say you're back to the unconscious program of being a victim, right? Mm-hmm. So then let's go a step further. If your personality creates your personal reality, and it does, and your personality is made up of how you think, how you act, and how you feel, then the present personality who's listening to this podcast has created the present personal reality called their life. Nothing big there. Which means if you want to change your personal reality, you're going to have to change your personality.
Right.
Nothing changes in your life until you change.